Welcome to the Fablo AgriLife podcast, where we promote better living for healthy Texans. Every episode, we'll cover a health or wellness topic, as well as some lifestyle challenges that we face.
So welcome back to the Fablo AgriLife podcast. With us today is, of course, me. I'm Jocelyn, but Drew's here.
Hi.
And Jessica.
Hey there.
Nicole couldn't join us today, but she sends her highs and welcomes and everything. Her love. But we're going to talk about Valentine's Day and then about our upcoming program that's kicking off in February. So does anyone want to kick it off? Talk about it.
Yeah. Well, the program we have starting February 1st is called Walk and Talk. And even if you don't get on by February 1st, you have that whole first week to just join the group. That's literally all you have to do on Facebook is find our group. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have some live food demos and walking sessions and just something every single day to motivate you to better your health.
We're also combining this with our Walk Across Texas Howdy Health, so you can definitely make an account there. All I will say is I will give you the link in our description box, and then you have to fill it out because it's a process, but it's worth it. You can keep track of all your steps, which is, I find, very helpful because every day I try to motivate myself to get more steps. I've been slacking lately.
Me too. I'm excited for this program because I'm like, I need some motivation myself.
Definitely. I'm excited that we have posts every day to kind of keep us in check on what we're doing, because when we did it last time, I really liked it. Reminded me to, okay, yeah, you need to get up and drink some water. You need to get up and move, stuff like that. I really enjoyed it. And the little tidbits helped too, just to kind of knowledge.
Yeah, I liked our group and our daily activities because it was kind of just keeping us all accountable. We all had accountability partners. It was really helpful for me. But also for those joining our group, we're going to have weekly prizes. So the more you participate and check in, the more your name is going to put into the weekly drawing.
Yes, and we have some pretty cool stuff too. Some kind of exercise stuff and different fun things.
All right. So for our day, we were talking about the posts. We'll have Motivation Monday, which will have like a quote or some kind of intention for the day to just kind of inspire you for the week. We have Talk Tuesday, and we'll post the lesson of the week, and Workout Wednesday. So they'll have a pretty low impact workouts. That'll be probably about 20 to 30 minutes long, just to kind of, if you needed something new and you want to try it. Thirsty Thursday. So we're going to ask you how much water you've had for the day, making sure that we are including that at every meal, you know, making sure we're getting the right amount every day. We have Fun Fact Friday, which will have some kind of this fun health wellness fact. That Saturday, we're going to post your steps on Howdy Health, and we'll have like a little poll question to see how you're doing. And then Stretch It Sunday or Share Sunday. So it's kind of up to us who are putting on the program. We decide to do if we want to post like a stretch for us on Sunday, or if we want to see how everybody's doing and just kind of share our thoughts on Sunday. So I think this will be a lot of fun in our group. So if you haven't joined, make sure you get on and join our Facebook group. So it's 2021 Fablo AgriLife Walk and Talk.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Really quick, I'm back.
Fast as that.
But for Walk and Talk, and when you go on Facebook group, it's the green photo. Because we have an old one, we just archived it, but it's the green photo. So look for the green one.
Yes, look for the green photo, and it says 2021.
Let's get into practice.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I'll go ahead and talk about Valentine's really quick.
Yeah, what's everybody doing?
Yeah, I'll probably either do like a meet. No, actually, I know what I'm doing. Lies. I am going to get, I have a dentist appointment.
Very productive.
So no sweets for me, but maybe I'll do it the day after.
Depends on what they say, huh?
Yeah, I haven't had any dental problems that I'm aware of, but you know how they always find something. So
but it's good to know because dental health is important.
But I will say, I know what my new treat is. So in the last episode, I talked about I'm currently going gluten-free. And Oreos are now gluten-free. They have a brand gluten-free. I just bought them. I'm very excited. So I will be eating Oreos if the dentist allows me.
Are they good?
I like them. To me, they taste like an Oreo. Like, I don't think there's a difference in them. But I will say I have been more cautious now because you know about Oreo. Well, anything. You know, sometimes you get carried away. But I was like, 3 cookies because that's the portion control. Like, just 3 cookies. Don't get more.
Oh, that's good. You're not overdoing it.
Right, because it's so hard. Like, sometimes you just munch on them, especially when you're watching TV. You just keep going.
Because you're not, that gotta have mindful eating where you're actually, I'm really terrible about that. I'll just have a snack right there and I'll be watching my favorite show. And before you know it, that snack is gone.
I'm
the same way. So I've been very pretty good. I'm like, I already had my 3 cookies. That's it. And I've been trying to talk. I heard you earlier today, Drew, with, I try to drink more water now. So if I really feel like I want to snack on something because it's more out of boredom, I'm like, drink water.
That's good. Being mindful of what we are doing and like if listening to your body, I guess. Hey, am I really hungry or am I just bored?
Right. I think it's most of the time because of TV, subliminal messages, I'm like, I want a coffee too.
Yeah, they did good on that, don't they?
They're really good about doing those late night pizza commercials. And then you're like, oh, pizza.
They're like, And then you're starting to plan dinner for the next night. And you're like, how about pizza?
How about pizza? Yes. Which everything is good in moderation, but
Definitely.
You got to have meal prep and make sure you're meal planning for the week. And then you're less likely to do some last minute changes to your
And it point. Saves you some money too.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Does. Saves a lot.
So Jessica, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I bet we go out to eat, my husband and I, so I don't know where we're going or what we're going to do, but that's usually what we do on Valentine's. We'll just go have a nice dinner and enjoy each other's company.
That would be nice.
That would be really sweet.
Yeah.
Drew, what are you doing?
Well, we don't have any plans. It's going to be another day. I will probably be helping with homework or yelling about doing homework.
You don't get flowers? Or a card at least.
No, he does something, but it's just he'll say, "What do you want for dinner?" And we'll probably have like date night at home with the boys.
That still counts.
Oh, it definitely.
I don't know. I would call it special, but he cooks all the time. I'm not really the one that cooks. But it will be nice. Just it's on a Sunday this year.
It is on a Sunday. That's right.
Okay, and I lie again. My dentist appointment is the day before, so maybe I can have sweets.
I think it's President's Day or something, huh?
In the teens, and I was like, that's around Valentine's.
Yeah, that's the way you remember, right?
Right, yeah. I was like,
that is funny. Well, I really want to try those sweetheart waffles you made, Jocelyn, for dinner tonight.
Oh, yeah.
They're super
good.
I'm
going to try to do that for Valentine's because for Christmas, I got a mini waffle maker. So excited. So I really want to use it and try out that recipe.
Do it. I love it. Oh my God. Talking about waffles, I'll never forget. My niece came to visit me and I made her waffles and she was cracking me up because she's like, this is too small. And I said, well, you can have more waffles. And she's like, no. This is your waffle, but I need a big waffle. I was like, this is the only machine we got. So, so definitely. But no, the sweetheart waffles, you can visit the Dinner Tonight website. It's not hard at all. It's very nutritious. The recipe includes a red velvet cake mix. And then instead of butter, you're going to use applesauce. It does ask for egg substitute, but you can definitely use eggs if you like. And some egg substitutes, because I had to do research on it, you can use chia seeds as an egg substitute. It's definitely a process. It's interesting. It's still very, it's a little chewy, but it's still very good. Because I actually put chia seeds now all the time in my baking goods. I'm like, this is really cool.
So what's the ratio, do you know, Jocelyn, for...
So if you buy chia seeds in the, I don't know about the container, the bag I had, it had the recipe in the back telling you the the substitute, but I want to say it's like 2 tablespoons of chia seed to 3 tablespoons of water, something roughly, it's roughly around that, if not read the back of your container bag, and you have to let it sit for a bit. You can't just put it in the chia seed and water. The chia seeds need to absorb the water. It kind of has to become some kind of like goo, kind of.
Oh, okay.
Don't just throw the water with the chia. You need to let it absorb for, I think, like 30 seconds to a minute. And then it'll become like a, I want to say gooey. It looks gooey, but it's not good. I don't know. I'm bad at descriptions.
Did you use the chia seeds in your dinner tonight video?
Oh, that's true. I do have a video.
I'll go watch it. I'll go rewatch that. And
the video
is I really want to do it. And I want to try chia seeds because I haven't tried them before. So...
Yeah, it's on the Dinner Tonight Facebook page, and we have a lot of live videos, but you have to scroll down and you'll find the Sweetheart Waffles.
I'll do it.
Yeah, since it's on a Sunday, that'd be a good kind of brunch type too.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Exactly.
That would be really good. I like that. Well, any final thoughts to wrap up the episode?
Make sure that you join our Walk and Talk Facebook group. It's free. So you have nothing to lose, but you get to gain all this health knowledge and you'll have a lot new recipes that you'll get to try. So please join.
Maybe some new workouts and some definitely some motivation.
And a lot more. I'm really excited about our live portion. You're definitely going to be with us now, like doing it with us. So more interaction, more in the now. Is that a good way to say it?
Yeah, I like that.
But online.
There we go. I hope everybody has a happy Valentine's Day too.
Yep, may it be sweet.
Yes, everybody be sweet. And we look forward to seeing you on Walk and Talk.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay safe.
Be mindful.
Just breathe.
Stay sweet.
And stay fab.
You've been fabloed.